It's Terry Mosley. He's from the Irish Astronomical Association, and he is on the line. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Terry, answer that question, first of all.
I think I heard it. Basically, yes, you don't want to look at the sun with your own eyes. Don't look at it directly, and certainly don't look at it with any sort of an optical instrument like binoculars or telescope. But there are a whole lot of ways of looking at it safely. I'm in the Faroes at the moment to see if the eclipse was total. Back in Northern Ireland, it'll be a partial. The Irish Astronomical Association are running a public eclipse watches at a number of locations at Queen's University in Belfast, just in front of the Whitla Hall at the University Road, at Scrabble Tower outside Newtownards, at the Chain Memorial Park at the seafront in Larne, and up on the north coast at Port Ballantrae. If you go to any of those locations, you'll get very safe viewing. But if you haven't, if you can't get to those, the best way to look at it is to make a little pinhole projection. Just make a hole about the size of what a paper punch makes in a sheet of cardboard, and let the image of the sun project through that onto another piece of card held about a foot or 18 inches behind that. And you get a lovely effect if you take something like a vegetable colander, you know, the sort of thing with a whole lot of holes in it that you use in the kitchen. And that'll give you multiple images of a lovely crescent sun if you just let the sun shine through that onto a piece of white card or paper held about a foot or 2 feet behind it. You just move it around until you get the best image, and that's a perfectly safe way to do it.
That's the ideal way to do it, Terry. However, all my media friends, all my meteorological friends, rather, are telling me that we're not going to be able to see the sun tomorrow morning.
Oh, well, that's too bad. We're hoping for better weather here in the Faroes. Well, what you will notice is that it will get very dark, even though the sun's up about 20 degrees above the horizon. It'll get noticeably cooler, and you'll just notice a real distinct darkening in the sky.
It will go darker anyway, won't it? Even if we can't see the sun, will go darker.
Yes, a lot of the sunlight will be cut off. About 90%, 94% of the sunlight will be cut off. But if you're clouded out for this one, don't worry, there's another really big one coming up in 2026 and another couple of smaller ones before then. But that's just the luck with the Irish weather. You can't help it.
Yeah, there's a wee while to wait. Remind me, when we bought our house, and this is in the back of my memory somewhere, because I remember being in the backyard and seeing it. It's about 10 years ago or so. Did we have a total eclipse of the sun here that everyone did see?
There was a total eclipse which just missed Ireland in 1999 in August. And the track of the total eclipse just passed off the south coast of Ireland. But that was a big eclipse even here. It was over 90% in Belfast. So that's probably the one you're thinking of.
Yeah, I certainly saw that one. I remember us reporting on it as well. Terry, hopefully maybe the cloud will lift to some extent. It's a pity it's not today, because it would have been absolutely excellent. You go the whole way to the Faroe Islands to see it, Terry.
Yeah.
What do you learn from it?
It's not so much what you learn from it, although there is serious astronomy that can be done, because it's the only time that you can really properly study the sun's atmosphere, the corona, which is getting a bit too technical for general listeners. But it's a fantastic experience. It's not just astronomical. It's emotional, it's psychological, it's spiritual, it's aesthetic. It's an absolutely fabulous, beautiful sight. We have people here from the Faroes that have come from Australia, from New Zealand, from America, from California, from Japan. And they're not travelling halfway around the world just for nothing. They know that they have an absolute treat in store if the sky is clear.
It's an incredible experience for people who want to see it, and also for the professionals who study it. And finally, Terry, in the most simplistic of language, for anyone who's joining us late who wouldn't totally understand what happens scientifically, what exactly happens?
It's simply that the moon is passing between the Earth and the sun. It doesn't do that every month, because the moon's orbit is tilted at about 5.5 degrees to the way the sun passes around the Earth, apparently in the sky. Obviously, the Earth goes around the sun. So it doesn't happen every month. But when it does line up, you get either a partial eclipse or a total eclipse, depending on where you are. On this particular eclipse, yeah, to see it as a total, you have to go either to the Faroes or to Svalbard up in the Arctic Circle. And on either side of that line, then you see a partial eclipse, we're fairly close to the line, which is why we get about 94%, 93% in Northern Ireland. If you're up in Northwest Donegal, you got 95%. If you're down in London, you only get about 85%, something like that. So we're reasonably close, but not quite close enough.
Terry, you sound like a golfer waiting to take part in the Masters. Masters. It is your bag, there is no doubt. Thanks for talking to us from the Faroes, Terry.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks
for your time.